talking today with one of our area stars in ag placement, Mr. Kyle Markham from the Lindsay FFA chapter. So let's start off. Talk to me about your project.
I'm employed with two different guys. I work for Todd Martin at Todd Martin Cattle Company, and as well as Rick Henry at South Fork Farms. At Todd's, I just get called when it's time to work cows and ship cattle, and Rick's is more of it's my full-time job. We do a bunch of hay farming around there.
Well, you actually are providing a pretty good need, because there's farmers that I know I wish my dad could call, that somebody would actually come out and help him, you know, bale hay or work cattle. So that's a pretty important job.
I think it is. There's a lot of kids my age that don't really have the need to get a job and get out and work. But I like to rodeo, so it's an expensive hobby, so I got to get out and get a job. Two of them at that.
I was going to say, if you picked rodeo, the only thing that might be more expensive is showing horses, but rodeo's up there pretty high. So what do you do in the rodeo?
I team rope.
Okay, are you a head or a heeler?
I head.
Okay, you guys do pretty well at that?
Well, you could say so sometimes.
Depends on the day, right?
Depends on the day.
Well, tell me why you decided to pick this particular project for. I mean, obviously, it's a good project because you're making money at it, right?
Well, ever since I was a little boy playing with Model A John Deere tractors, I've always wanted to drive a tractor for a job. Mm-hmm. And I've always enjoyed being around cattle. And when I learned how to rope, I really wanted to be around cattle. So I guess it's just been a dream I've had since I was a little kid.
So now you're one of these guys that when you go out to round up cattle, you don't even have to have a four-wheeler. You can actually do it the Yellowstone way, if you will.
I wouldn't call it the Yellowstone way. We ain't getting paid near as good to do it as the guys on Yellowstone are.
Well, maybe that should be the goal.
I don't know about that.
So tell me about the players in your project. Who all helps you as you get through this FFA project?
Well, I mean, obviously my employers have helped me quite a bit. They took a chance on a kid that didn't know much but how to walk and drive a pickup, to teaching me how to bale hay and read cattle. And I mean, I obviously got to give thanks to them guys, but I mean, obviously to my parents,
sure,
for keeping me going, and my ag teachers for helping me through my FFA career.
What's been some of your favorite moments in your FFA career? Any big wins? Any big championships?
I don't know about big wins and big championships, but it's always a good time. I land judge, mm-hmm, and I show pigs. It's always a good time hanging out to pig shows and the bus car rides and practices and land judging and just hanging out with the guys in the shop.
Talk a little bit about how important FFA has been to your career, and not just yours, but, you know, there's a lot of little kids that watch you guys grow up, watch you cowboy and do fun things like that, and you set a great example for them. So talk a little bit about what FFA's meant to you.
FFA means to me, I mean, it's quite a bit. I think the younger generation, they don't really know. They think you have to show an animal to be in FFA. You don't. I mean, heck, you can be an ag mechanics and learn how to weld, run a cutting torch, or land judge, or livestock judge, or even what that girl before me was doing, was the survey with the plants.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets you out of the classroom to learn how to do real life stuff that helps get through your life.
Yeah. Well, speaking of real life stuff, what are you doing next year? What does college look like, or where are you going?
I'm going to attend Murray State College on a rodeo scholarship and obtain a degree in farm and ranch technology.
You going to come back and farm for your family?
Well, I don't really work for my family, but I plan to come back and with hopes of starting my own cow-calf operation and bale a little of my own hay every now and again.
Well, there's not a whole lot of people that are trying to get back to the farm, so we always want to encourage that with all of our FFA kids. So good luck to you.
Thank you.